House Bill 1110. Proponents?
Mr. Chairman, may I pitch it from you?
You may.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, well, this is another real estate bill, and this one really doesn't affect me all that much, but it is an attempt by the industry to raise the education and experience level of the people involved in real estate. About 14 years ago, when I took my salesman's license, we basically did one thing, and that was work for sellers, selling property. We had a broker who took care of the trust account, and that was pretty much the day-to-day business. Today, it's much different. If you, those of you who were around here a couple of years ago, we passed a rather sweeping bill in regard to agency that pointed out agency requirements for buyer brokers, seller brokers, transaction brokers, managing brokers. There is a great, and as the Mr. Link said, has stated, the commission has expanded to provide suggested forms, and there are a lot of them. I can tell you there are a ton of them. Basically, what it involves is people have to be very well versed in real estate with, so that they don't get, number one, their person that they're working for, whether that's buyer or seller, in a problem, and that they disclose any and all items that involve that real estate. This particular bill proposes to eliminate the salesman's license. Currently, a person gets a certain number of hours of education, passes the bill, test, and he issues a salesman's license, and then he must go to work for a broker. And he must work for that broker for 2 years before he can go out on his own. But if he goes out on his own, then he has to obtain additional hours of education and pass the broker's test. Well, this particular bill eliminates that salesman and raises that entry level to associate broker, which is a requirement of more education, and still looking into a managing broker. The other license level would be the managing broker. And having made that step myself, I can tell you it's more than just the fact of hanging a license on the wall. Because as a managing broker, now you're the one that's responsible for your client's earnest money deposits and any funds that may be deposited involve any transaction. So it's a great deal more involved and detailed than it was 14 years ago when I first started. That's the entire intent of this bill, is to raise the bar, to provide the public with better educated and more experienced people working in the real estate transactions. And with that, I will stand by for questions.
Any other proponents on House Bill 1110?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Dean Corbin, to represent the South Dakota Association of Realtors, and we're in favor of the bill. Right now, with the salesperson, associate broker, and broker, there is some inconsistencies. The first piece of property I sold as a salesperson was a commercial property. By law, you can't do it as a salesperson. So if you pass this, that would eliminate that. The representative committee is correct in that we believe with what has happened with the industry in the last few years that the $100 to get a new license is appropriate and necessary. And then we think that we're being pretty understanding of the existing salesperson license by saying this will not take an effect for 2 years. In other words, you've got 2 years to get that additional 40 hours. Now, the way state law is today, every 2 years you have to get 24 hours of continuing education anyway. So the existing salesperson that doesn't have the hours will have to take only 16 hours more than they normally would take to get that associate broker license. Now, to be a managing broker, you do have to have, they're going to maintain the 2 years experience, either as a salesperson because of our time frame here, or associate broker, before you can be a responsible broker. And then you have additional course hours for responsibility and trust. and I think that's 15 hours of additional course hours. We think it streamlines it a little bit. We think that with the internet and with the interplay that goes on between the sales agent and the salesperson, that there is more responsibility with less supervision probably than we've had in the past. We're dealing over the internet, and so we think the education is justified, and we would appreciate your support.
Thank you. Any other proponents? Seeing none, any questions from the proponents by the committee? Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would just have a quick question for Mr. Coleman. How many people are going to be affected by this? I mean, how many people currently have salesperson's licenses that would be impacted by the additional 40 hours?
Mr. Langstad, do you have a number?
If I may.
Yes, you may.
I would say roughly 500 to 600.
Are there any other questions? Any other questions by the committee?
Chairman?
Yes, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a question to the sponsor. As I look at this, it takes 40 hours of class to be a salesperson, and then we step over to the next level, which is broker associate license. You have to have 100 hours. Is that 40 part of the 100?
Yes.
It's 60 to be a salesperson, and that is part of the 100.
Thank you. Any other questions from the committee? Are there any opponents? If not, we will close to the committee discussion and or action.
Move to pass.
Motion by Representative Peterson, do pass. Seconded by Bogalka, Representative Bogalka. Any comments or questions? If not, we'll call the roll. Those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay.
Bogalka?
Aye.
Reddick?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Linsky?
Aye.
Hanson?
Aye.
Matson?
Aye.
Nisselhoff?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Solem?
Aye.
Belanger? Siebert?
Aye.
Knut?
Aye.
12.
Mr. Chairman, motion carried.
Yes.
I move consent. Motion by Representative Bogalka to move to consent.
Second
by Representative Peterson. Any comments? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We'll go to consent.